Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Adam, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to chat. How you doing?
Great, man. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me, especially about kerfuffle. What a interesting name you guys have chosen. Actually, leading up to this call, I've meant to, you know, look that word up because I have no idea what it means, but I would imagine it would be like a – is it like the same thing as like a – like a pickle, like in baseball terms?
Close, sort of. A kerfuffle, the definition is a commotion or ruckus. And it's kind of funny because it's kind of become very fitting for kerfuffle because, you know, you got all the music and food and there's so much going on. But when we first started kerfuffle, the idea that we actually just Googled gibberish words and kerfuffle was the first one that came up. And we said, there you go. That is the name of the festival. And actually, speaking of festivals, another festival you guys are playing I wanted to ask you about is Warped Tour, June 24th in Ventura, California. Now, you guys have played Warped Tour before. This is the last year of Warped Tour. Did that have anything to do with you guys deciding to play it this year?
Yeah, we'll have our summer tour, you know, with Coheed and Cambria, but then when we found out that it was going to be the last year, you know, that Kevin Lyman's going to be doing Warped Tour, we wanted to try to get in at least for one show, you know, just because it's been a huge part of our lives even before we were in the band, and then so just kind of our way of paying respects, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm so glad you said that about even before you were in the band, Warped Tour is a part of your life, because it feels like so many different, you know, artists that we talk to, you know, Warped Tour, you know, they were fans going to the festival before they got the chance to, you know, actually be on stage performing there, so it's cool to hear you say that, and it was really cool you guys got a chance to do that. Now, did you reach out to Warped Tour, or did they reach out to you? How'd that happen?
In this instance, we reached out to them, you know, and we said, hey, if there's room for us on any of these shows, we'd love to be a part of it this year. And that one in Ventura just happened to work out. So
cool. That's awesome. Now, staying on the topic of shows, I saw in April you guys played a show in Mexico City, Mexico. On Twitter, you said it was the first time you guys had ever been there as a band. I was kind of surprised, you know, over 15 years together as a band, you'd never played Mexico. You know, how's that happen? You don't get to, you know, a place for that long, and, you know, how'd that all come about playing down there?
Well, for us, you know, it's funny because we were asking ourselves the same question. It's like, how is it after all these years we've never been down there, you know? And so there were just some adults, you know, that we needed to give a strong talking to, I guess. And so they... But it was a fantastic time, you know. Like we were actually scheduled to play a festival last year, and then down there, and then that fell through for whatever reason, and so we were all pretty bummed, you know, because we were really looking forward to it. And I have to say, like, any kind of reports or anything you see on the news about like Mexico or Mexico City, it couldn't be further from the truth. That place is just beautiful, and there's so much history, and it's just a wonderful place.
Now, before the Mexico show, it looked like you had a little bit of downtime from the road. One of your longer breaks probably in the past 2 years looked like 4 or 5 months. And I saw first during that time in March, you had your third child. Is that right?
Yes, I did. It's a crazy thing. Three is more than two, definitely.
Well, congrats. Yeah, I was going to ask you, how's that going, you know, juggling all that, you know, coming home from the road and getting ready to go back out? I mean, I'm sure it's kind of been chaotic, but obviously, you know, exciting and, you know, lots of joy.
Yeah, oh, man, it's been the craziest time. You know, like my wife is in school, or like she's going back to school and getting her master's, and then so I took the opportunity, and then I went back to school also, and so that gave me a chance to get a semester in, and then we had the baby too. Things have been just nonstop, because then on top of that, you know, we're sending ideas back and forth, because two of the guys are still in Long Island and John and I live here in North Carolina, so we've been working on that stuff. It's actually what I'm doing right now. I was just sitting in the studio, and then so it's just been a whirlwind of like, normally the first couple months of the year, you know, like like I like to kind of ease into the year, but this has just been nonstop.
just getting thrown right into
one thing after the other.
Yeah. So. Now you mentioned you're in the studio. I'll come back to that, but I did want to ask. You know, back in April, you guys announced on social media that one of the founding members, Eddie Reyes, was leaving the band. Not much more to it than that, as far as details. Is that something you can or would want to get into a little? I'm sure you know our listeners were kind of curious what you know kind of happened there.
I just think he just wanted time to be with his family and just to focus more on that, you know? And, so that's, I mean, it was all on, good terms, you know, nobody's, like it wasn't, there wasn't some kind of big blowout or anything. Like it was just, he just wanted to do other things.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that happens and it's good to hear that, you know, you guys are still on good terms and, you know, it's nothing, you know, bad like that. But yeah, definitely wanted to ask. And then, you know, circling back, you were talking, you're in the studio now, you know, new music. I noticed you guys never really went more than 2 to 3 years between albums. You're at 2 years now since Tidal Wave. You know, how is new music coming along?
Has it been that long? that time just flies by, you know, like there's, it doesn't even feel like that. But, well, for us, yeah, we're working on the guys were down here. We were in the studio last week. And then, so just working on new ideas. And then I'm looking at the computer right now. And then, so I'm just putting my stamp on it. And then, you know, hopefully everybody likes it in the band and then we can share it with the world.
Nice. Now you were saying you guys are kind of spread out at the moment. How much has technology kind of changed how you guys work as a band? Cause you know, even from, you know, a marketing standpoint with social media, cause you know, you guys started like 2001, 2002, MySpace was like just kind of barely a thing. Then Facebook wasn't even really around and you know, the smartphones and just all the technology, how different has it been, you know, like the second half of your career going forward, than, you know, maybe saving the first half.
Well, I'll tell you what, like, it's gotten, I don't think that we could live in different places like we do if it weren't for the technology at hand. Because it's, or we just wouldn't really get anything done. So there's, but this, you know, like, we can, especially Mark, our drummer, is like this, he has GarageBand on his phone, and he's a whiz at it. Like, he's just so fast. And then so he, you know, like he'll come up with something and then he'll send it around. And then so that way when we get together, you know, like or for like an idea like that, everybody kind of like we all have the same starting point in mind, you know, so it kind of makes for a more streamlined kind of session, I guess. And then so that's kind of the main thing, you know, and why it's so great. And then even, man, like I remember when we started touring, you know, there was like you would maybe be able to make a phone call, you know, and all that. So it's but now with FaceTime and all of those things, you know, it makes it a lot easier to feel connected to home, you know, and to stay grounded.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.